Well, the latest, newest, and greatest practice facility launched in the Chicagoland area is at the Bridges of Poplar Creek in Hoffman Estates, and we're thrilled to have with us the Director of Golf Operations, Brian Bechtel. Brian, welcome back to Golfers on Golf, and you got to be very excited about the new project.
Yeah, thanks, Rory. Yeah, it's a very exciting time here at Bridges of Poplar Creek, and something new to addition that I think separates us from our local facilities, and it's a great addition to our facilities all the way around.
Well, Brian, I know that a lot of courses are putting up an indoor simulator in the back of the pro shop, or maybe at some facilities that have a little more space. Maybe they bring in one or two into the banquet room or the dining room. But you guys have really gone above and beyond that. And take us back to the start of, you know, the discussions coming together to build the type of facility that you did.
Yeah, this project has been thought of way back when we did our major renovation of our golf course 10, 11 years ago, and it's been on the docket in our, you know, master plan for the park district for quite some time. And we finally, with the surgence of golf lately, and we felt it was time to provide another outdoor activity in these challenging times for our community. So what we did is we developed a 10-station heated bay. It's covered on three sides where we're able to hit golf balls out into our normal driving range. So you can see the complete flight of the golf ball. Normal range balls are not limited flight, so that's always good as well. So the players can see full reactions of the golf ball. And then we added, topped it off with a top tracer range technology, with each bay having its own station to read those shots, to play virtual games, have events, and all sorts of fun and activities with that provided on there.
Brian, when did the project start, and would it be safe to say that now you are officially open for the public to come and enjoy this new practice area?
Yeah, the project started back early this year, or the year before, with the planning and budget phase of it, and we've went through some challenges like all industries are doing with supply chains, but we were finally got to the point where we had it completed, and now we're opening and doing some soft opening. We have, you know, fully open, fully operational this winter here, and we'll do some hours, limited hours, for people to get come out and enjoy the facility, and with a full grand opening launch in March.
Tell us a little bit about the entire facility, because I know you've got 10 hitting bays, but you built a little bit more than just that.
So we thought it was important to add another food and beverage component to our facility. So out the back of this beautiful building, we have a beer garden. It's equipped with two fire pits, some high top tables, and picnic tables. So kind of its own little unique beer garden that can seat about 50 or 60 people, all along with a tiki hut area where we're going to be able to have a bar service as well out there, so people can just come right up and enjoy the amenities. And while they're waiting for the bay or they're after the round, they just want to come out and see people hit in the top tracer area. They'll have full access and viewing to that area through two sliding glass doors that go in and out of the facility onto the beer garden. You know, the food and beverage is a big component of this project. We wanted to make it where it was full service. So actually, each of the bays also are equipped with their own iPad tablet with ordering system on there. So stat players can go ahead and order, you know, drinks, food, appetizers, whatever they want right from their bay, and then it comes directly to them, so they don't even need to leave their station. So direct to table service. So it's a fully functional, high-tech area. It has a lot of different things. Each bay is also equipped with two televisions, one with a direct TV, so they can select their, you know, favorite game or favorite show on the TV, as well as another gameplay TV that simulates the top tracer technology, so that people at the bay sitting at the tables are also can see how the players are hitting it.
Is your professional staff planning also on doing lessons and or club fittings in that area as well?
Yeah, so we are working on that now. It's going to be kind of a winter project that they'll be developing, and Curtis Hartwick, our head golf professional, and Trevor Walniski, our assistant golf professional, will be heading that up. We'll be launching it in spring. We're always already been in touch with TaylorMade, Callaway, and Tour Edge, who are our three main providers here at our facility, with doing demo days, fitting days, using this area. It's great to see that technology, the launch angle, the carry yards, and everything like there in total distance to get that fit. So we're looking to provide that service as well.
Well, you do have the nice heaters that blow down on the golfers on the cooler days outside. So how much of the year do you feel like you can use this facility? And or is there maybe a temperature point cutoff where you say, well, you know what, in spite of the heaters, it's still going to be a little too cold for people to hit out there today?
Yeah, I mean, it is still an outside facility, but we're fortunate enough where we had upgraded the heaters a little bit. We have two sets. We actually have one row of heaters over the hitting base itself, and then we added another row of heaters over the tables, the sitting area. So we felt that was extremely important to make sure we can keep people as warm as possible to go as long as possible. But as you said, it is still outside, which is also a benefit, be able to see that ball. But, you know, you still have some elements here and there, but it is covered. Rain-wise, we feel pretty safe. But, you know, when you get into late January and February, those days, it may be a little challenging. But, we feel comfortable. We'll be able to operate very comfortable with 10 bays and 10 months out of the year without a challenge. Today is actually a nice test day. It's cold, windy, 35 degrees, and we had about 15 reservations on the book, and it's not that bad underneath that heater.
Yesterday was a wonderful day, even though it was a little windy. The temperature was 66 degrees while I was out there. December golf at 66 degree weather in the Chicagoland area is not a bad thing, and it was nice to see some people out yesterday starting to use that new facility.
Just launched it yesterday for the opening for the public, so it was great. We had a few reservations, and as the word gets out, we do feel it's going to be very popular. So we're very excited, and we're always excited to have golf in December with having over 130 rounds yesterday. We got close to 100 today, so hard to believe Christmas is only 9 days away, and we're still full bore at the golf course, which is awesome.
So tell us a little bit about exactly where it is. I'm sure people who have been out and have golfed at, the Bridges of Poplar Creek before are familiar with your facility. It looks like you just sort of built this over one end of the range that you already had in place.
Yeah, so what we did is the left-hand side or the far east side of our range, we took about 15 to 20 bays out and built this facility on that. So it's kind of adjacent to the first tee and then where the driving range is. So it's nestled right back in there. You can clearly see it from the parking lot when you pull in. And so it's located directly to the right of the clubhouse, and then kind of you walk by the range building itself, and then you can see it. It's a very large building. It's 140 feet long, so it's built for comfort and a lot of space to sit and gather and be separated from each bay. So it turned out great.
I'm assuming that you can have some team competitions or even potentially a league. Some of the private clubs I know in the winter are doing a thing for their members where they're, in essence, having a simulator golf league. And some clubs have had over 100 of their members sign up. Is that something that you're going to try to incorporate as we go forward?
Yeah, definitely special events. With the technology, you're able to play virtual golf on there as well. So, we can have scrambles, team events, and some team leagues, two-person team leagues we're looking at developing. So we will, with having 10 bays, we still want to make sure we are always fully open for the general public to come by and reserve a bay. So, we'll be conscious of that as well. But, with smaller leagues, taking up 5 bays is something that we have on plan for. And then there will be some special events and some rentals as we'll be doing private parties and stuff like that, where people have the ability to rent the entire facility out for those corporate events, tie it to the beer garden and do food and beverage and do stuff like that for large scale events and outings and stuff like that. The possibilities are endless. It was a great layout, and we're looking forward to great things here at Bridges of Poplar Creek with the Bridges Top Tracer facility.
Well, it seems like this was the next step and part of a long-term master plan. I know that sometimes every so many years, courses reevaluate their golf course, whether it's bunker sand or greens or tees or trees or anything else. Is there another phase coming to Poplar Creek on the outside and a reconnection with the architectural firm of Lohman and Quitno that you've worked with in the past?
Yeah, we've talked about some things. We can continue to ongoingly look at that. I'm very proud of our park district and our park district board being very supportive of our facilities overall throughout the park district. And, first-class facilities is something that we do strive on, and, we're always looking to improve. And, we do have some things kind of brewing, and, when we're ready to unleash those, we will. But we're always looking to improve. We got a couple more ideas here out at the range to expand this facility a little bit, too. So, definitely look for future and better things to come here at Bridges of Poplar Creek, as we always try to improve. You know, community members around this area are very fortunate with two fantastic, you know, facilities of Park District Homes, with Shawmer Park District and Hoffman Estates Park District, taking the lead in their facilities. And it's great for the game of golf, and we're proud for them, and we're proud for us, and it works well for the community and the area golfers. So hopefully they come out and enjoy our facility and see what all the great things that come about of Bridges of Poplar Creek.
Well, Brian, congratulations on the addition to your facility. It's got to be a great feeling for you and your staff and the park and the park board to get this project accomplished and be able to wrap up 2021 with the opening of this. And I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing it very busy in 2022.
It's an exciting time, and I can't wait to get fully going and hit spring and the Masters and off and running.
Well, Brian, finally, if people are going to book some hitting spots out there or want to get out to the facility, I assume that they can give you a call in the pro shop, or there might even be a way to do it through your website.
Yeah, everything is available on the website, so 24 hours a day they can access the website and select the Top Tracer button on top, and then it'll take you right to our reservation software. You'll be able to see the hours that are available and the bays that are open, select your bay, and it'll settle out your transaction right online for you. Anyone have any issues or like the personal connection, we're more than happy to take the reservation over the phone as well in the golf shop.
Brian, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the new addition to your facility, and I'm sure golfers will jump on bridgesofpoplarcreekcountryclub.com and book their spots and come on over and see you on any days here going forward that the weather permits. And again, congratulations. Great new addition for golf in the Chicagoland area.
Thanks, Rory. Appreciate the time.